Treasure Island, The Lost Manuscript, written by Robert Louis Stevenson, narrated by Jeffrey Giuliano and the Black Island Ensemble.
Icon Audio Arts.
Welcome to a whole new world of classical literature celebrating the art of writing. There is a very special category reserved for what we generally agree to be stories and tomes which are a significant cut above, which elegantly describe the human condition, winding their way, word by word, chapter by chapter, through a delicate web of beautiful storytelling, as to remain untouched by even time. These are, by definition, the classics. When the synergy of truth, intelligence, and insightful description come together in a tale which moves one emotionally, inspires, and educates, these works are indeed classic to be so in tune with one's literary powers as to create, often from imagination, a story full of emotion, tender at heart, overflowing with some illumined truth from deep inside, so that it can be universally recognized and relived by the eyewitness. That, too, is a classic. Together, we go far beyond the recommended reading list of the studious English language major to bring you what is the elemental soul of the art of the written word, so that you may, in your own way and time, enter into the story laid out before you, to be forever changed and just that much more enlightened. That, then, is the true power of classical literature, and our humble attempt at its presentation herein as an audiobook to remember. Welcome.
Treasure Island.
We are an anchor, is it? Hey, Billy? This king ship's about. Old Flint can smell him in the wind. I can. We'd not be turning our rump to them if I... I'll make it hot for you, shipmate. Think I'll scare if I held away.
Oh, rum. What? Rum. Drink and the devil.
Here, Billy. Billy Bones, you take this paper. Flint's fist. That's what Pew called it. Are you my fist? I sent 6 men to hell to keep that secret. Keep a tight hold of my fist, Billy. He's a-beckoning me again. More rum, I said. Tommy McGraw. Fetch off the rum, Tommy.
Squire Trelawney and the doctor, they asked me particulars about what I recall of our adventures on Treasure Island. Well, where to begin? Best maybe back in 57, in the year of our Lord. Like they says in the books, 1757. November time it were, and a rough November at that, the day the old nut-brown seaman first come to our inn. I were 12 then. My father was still alive.
Come in, sir. Come in, master. Won't be a moment.
Ah, boy. This the house you told me of, matey?
Why, Captain, the Admiral Benbow.
This is a handy cove, lad, and a pleasant situated grog shop. Much company, boy?
No, sir, not really.
This is the berth for me, then. Call your father, lad, and I'll square with him.
My father's not well, sir. My mother...
Can I be of service, sir?
You can, ma'am. I've a mind to stay...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?